What's going on? What's going on? How y'all doing, man? On this wonderful Wednesday. This is your boy Commotion. And welcome to Coded Black once again. Man, I appreciate you all for tuning in, man. I'm out here in Denver, Colorado. Downtown Denver, to be exact. Just cooling, man. Cooling and puffing, you feel me? Came out here to kick it with my homie. You know, so I apologize for not recording the last couple of days. You know, I gotta live, you know what I'm saying? But man, if y'all got kids, man, I hope they went to school on time today. If you went to work or if you at work, I hope you made it to work on time today. And if you're in college, man, I hope you made it to class on time today. Like I said, I think y'all on spring break. So man, go on and live it up. Go on and party up, man. Y'all been working hard, man. And even if you ain't been working hard, party hard, rejuvenate yourself, and get your ass back to class. But nah, man, it's currently about, what, 63 degrees? Nah, that's the high. The high for the day is 63 degrees. It's currently probably about 50 degrees here in Denver. You know, they out there by these mountains and all that, so you know how that goes. But man, if I can next time, man, I think I'm gonna go to the mountains, y'all. I gotta get in the mountains, man. I think I'm gonna go to the art museum today, though. The Science and Art Museum. Check that out. But if we can, man, let's go ahead and get into the opening quote of the day. The tragedy of life is not found in failure, but complacency. Not in you doing too much, but doing too little. Not in your living above your means, but below your capacity. It's not failure, but aiming too low, that is life's greatest tragedy. Dang, man. Shout out to the Afro-American King, Benjamin E. Mays, man. Shout out to Mays High School, located in Southwest Atlanta. But man, he's an Afro-American Baptist minister and civil rights leader who is credited with laying the intellectual foundations of the Afro-American civil rights movement. Yo, what's going on, man? Shout out to the King. So basically, he was saying, man, go for it. That's the main tragedy in life is complacency and not even trying or not doing enough. You know what I'm saying? Dang, that's crazy. Shout out to the King for that. Man, so let's go ahead and get into the topic slash question of the day. Man, so what are some of the most frequent Afro-American male stereotypes in today's society? I'm going to repeat that. It should be a juicy topic today. What are some of the most frequent Afro-American male stereotypes in today's society? So what I did was I made a list of the negative connotations with black males today, or for lack of a better term, black males, but I like to say Afro-American. What's some of the negative connotations of us today? Number one, gangs. Number two, no direction. Number three, no vision. Number four, only a hustler's mentality. Number five, drug dealer's lifestyle. Number six, laziness. Number seven, pill popping. Number eight, constant anger. Number nine, being flashy. Number 10, incapable of focusing in a class setting. Number 11, they all want to rap or make the quick, easy buck. Now that's the list I made, man. But I also made a positives list. And it's really positive slash understanding the Afro-American male list. And I did it basically turning everything that I made negative in the first list, I'm turning it positive and how it can be used in a positive light on the second list. So y'all get it? Cool. So for number one, When I said gains and negatives, I said group adaptability. And that means, you know, since we want to talk about gains and, you know, how detrimental that is to our Afro-American males, with the little change of direction, change of pace, and guidance, that could be turned into group adaptability. You know what I mean? You're able to work in a close environment with people. Regardless of the cause, you know, it's still teamwork at the end of the day and loyalty. Supposed to be loyalty. But number two, for no direction in the negatives, I did a number two in the positives. So it's not really having no direction. It's just an array of ideas and options that don't limit your potential. You know what I'm saying? Get it? Cool. Number three, no vision for the negatives. Number three for the positives. Able to focus on the task at hand. You know what I'm saying? Even though they said we have no direction, I turn that in, you know, and no vision, I turn that into able to focus on the task at hand. That means you're not looking too far in the future, and then you end up getting lost, you know. Kind of goes hand in hand with no direction. So, like I just said, I turn that into being able to focus on the task at hand. Number four, for the negatives. They only have a hustler's mentality. In my book, that's good, you know, because when the times get hard, you know, I go to number four, positives. Able to provide temporary financial stability for self and family under pressure. You know what I'm saying? That's a hustler's mentality. You ain't got to be in the streets to be a hustler, man. Number five, for the negatives, a drug dealer's lifestyle. Now, that's just totally just stereotypical. So for number five, I said, able to sit back and enjoy the fruits of your labor. You know what I'm saying? You know, with the girls, the jewelry, the cars, you know. Even though people look at those things as just materialistic and just totally unacceptable, I feel like that's enjoying the fruits of your labors, man. You feel me? Because at the end of the day, you know, you can't take the money with you, man. You know? And that's one of the main things they preach. Even though all of it is not correct or right, you know what I'm saying? We still got to acknowledge it, you know? But that's what I did for the number five comparison. Laziness from the negatives. That's number six. I put number six for the positives. You know, that's just the society's constraints on the Afro-American male that can sometimes cause doubt and lack of motivation, therefore turning into laziness. That's self-explanatory. Number seven, pill popping in the negatives. And, you know, I might get a little criticism for this one, but for number seven in the positives, I turned that into basically what can cause pill popping, you know. So I just put so much pain, anguish, and peer pressure can create lack of responsibilities. You know, when you're less responsible, you're prone to do more risky things, you know. So I just put that, you know, those things may be the cause of that. So, you know, that goes back to everything starts small, you know, and we need to try to handle as many things as we can before they blow out of proportion and really cause damage in our life, man. But man, number eight in the negatives, constant anger. Number eight in the positives. You know, I basically transform that statement or that description into passionate individuals, sometimes to a fault. You know, the passion just needs to be harnessed and redirected. Honestly, man. Goes back to everything starts small, or you got to start somewhere. preferably small, you know what I'm saying? So you can catch it early. So number 9, I put being flashy for the negatives. And number 9 for the positives is, you know, kind of like the reason for that. The need to prove that they aren't just another black man to fail in life. You know what I'm saying? That's what all that flashiness come from, man. You can't say I'm a broke nigga. Excuse my language. But that's how they feel. You can't say I'm a broke nigga. I ain't just another nigga. I'm setting the way for all my folks. Paving the way for all of them. Now, does it always work out that way? No. But anyways, man, let me hurry up, man. Because I know I'm going to let y'all get back to y'all day. Trying to talk y'all head off like usually do. Number 10, incapable of focusing in a class setting. Incapable? Really? Wow, it's just no turning back. We're just monkeys, huh? Yeah. The hell up. That's for number 10 in the negatives. Excuse my anger. Number 10 in the positives is so much creativity cannot just be developed in the classroom. We are creators. That's what we do. Like all melanated history month last month. What was I talking about? Black inventors. Afro-American inventors. Afro-Americans who had patents. I mean, look at this pattern, man. We're creators. That's what we do. So it's not that we're incapable of focusing in a class setting. We just have so many moves to make. And so much creativity flowing inside us that it makes it hard to focus in a classroom setting. That doesn't make us incapable. Jackasses. So, excuse me. So, for number 11 in the negatives, I put, they all want to rap or make the quick, easy buck. That's in the negatives. And number 11, in the positives, I completely transformed that. I put, rapping and music is a different form of expression that many others can relate to, and it can get you out of a poverty-stricken mindset. You know, if you see people rapping and they making money and you poor, you tired of robbing folks, you done robbed stores, you done did all that, it's not sustaining you and your family, or maybe just you, then you're gonna do something to try to get yourself out of the position, or you wouldn't be a man. You know. And I can always relate to the street struggle, even though I wasn't street and I didn't live in poverty. We struggled a little bit, but I didn't live in a poverty-stricken family, but I can still relate to those. And I can still, you know, try to use my inspiration to help catapult them out of that position forever, where they can make an impact on their community by not just financial means as well, you know, so. But man, you know, I appreciate you all for tuning in, man. That's my list, you know, for the Afro-American male stereotype. The negatives and the positives. And, you know, just understandings of the Afro-American male, man. But, man, like you know, the goal is always to educate, inspire, and enlighten. EIE. Again, this is Commotion. And, you know, I just hit y'all with a couple gems. You know, from the coded black cave, you feel me? Producing gems. Nah, I'm lame, man. But nah, man, you know, I appreciate you all for tuning in. And always remember, one is make adjustments. Peace, my kings and queens. Commotion, checking out. Yeet. Thank you.